Sticking with financial scandals, the assistant to Martha Stewart's stockbroker told a federal court today that he was paid off by his boss to conceal information about Stewart's sale of ImClone stock last December. Douglas Faniel appeared in court in Manhattan and pleaded guilty to one misdemeanor count. He's expected to cooperate with investigators looking into the case. Hours after Faniel's appearance, both he and his boss were fired by their employer, Merrill Lynch. NPR Jim Zeroli joins us now. Jim, what else did Faniel say in court? Did he actually mention Martha Stewart by name?
Well, Doug Faniel is central to the case of Martha Stewart because he was the one who spoke to her on the telephone on December 27th and processed her order to sell ImClone shares. You may remember that ImClone was about to fall sharply because the federal government had decided to reject a license for a cancer drug it had developed. And ImClone's chairman, Sam Wachsell, was a good friend of Stewart. So authorities have been looking into whether Wachsell tipped her off in a way that would constitute insider trading. No, Stewart is not mentioned by name in the court papers. She's just referred to as the tippee. And Faniel never said her name during his appearance in court today. What he did say was that he was questioned by law enforcement authorities about the Stewart transaction and concealed what he knew. He said he did this after his boss, who was the stockbroker Peter Bukanovic, arranged to give him an extra week of vacation and an airline ticket to anywhere in the world, anywhere he wanted.
Now, this man was questioned shortly after this information came out. He says he didn't tell everything he knew right away. Why not? What happened to change his mind?
It's not clear. The papers that were filed today say he was questioned twice in January and March by investigators. Then he was questioned again in June and suddenly began talking. You know, it has to be said this was a time when there was an enormous amount of press coverage of the Stewart insider trading allegations. He no doubt felt a lot of pressure. He's just 27. He worked in an administrative job making about $50,000 a year. And it's a safe bet that, you know, he just felt like he was in over his head.
How crucial is Faniel's testimony today likely to be in the case against Martha Stewart?
You know, the question at the heart of this has always been, why did Martha Stewart sell her shares of ImClone stock? The papers today make clear that when she agreed to sell the shares, she was in possession of material non-public information. She knew the Wachsell family was dumping their shares of the stock. It doesn't say how she learned this. Did she learn it from Faniel or Bukanovic or Wachsell himself? But she did have the information. Now, is that enough to prosecute her for insider trading if that's all she knew? Several of the lawyers I spoke with today said it might be. It might well be. There's something called the mosaic theory, which says if you have one piece of insider information, you're able to deduce from that that something's going on that can be considered that can be considered insider trading. That's not to say she'll ever face charges. Most insider trading cases are handled as civil matters. The person gets a penalty. But there is something else here, something that greatly complicates this. Stewart has said that she sold her shares because she had a stop-loss order, which just means they would be automatically sold if they fell under $60 a share, which they did that day. There have always been questions about her story, in particular, you know, why is there no documentation of this order? If she isn't telling the truth, there could be an obstruction of justice case. And the fact that Faniel says he was paid off doesn't help her, even though there's no suggestion she knew anything about the payments. As one lawyer said to me today, the noose is tightening just a bit.
Well, thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli speaking with us from New York.